Listen, like everything else, there's a ton of things we're working to improve, and you know, I think that's been a strong suit of ours, and I see it being the same this upcoming season. But there's some situations, and I said this already once, you know, the short yardage situation back in week one, and then the goal line sequence. Those are things that, you know, I've got to be better at. But overall, I thought last week they played pretty well. They graded out very well. He's doing well. He did very well this past week.
Sean, you got to play coverage pretty well so far. Let's talk about some of the challenges they present with the Patrick Peterson returning class.
Well, he's explosive. So, you know, we've got to have a game plan in special teams, you know, devoted just to punt coverage. And, you know, fortunately, Thomas is one of the better punters in this league, and he understands distance, hang time, and location is critical. You know, it's always easy to say, hey, let's kick the ball to the sideline, but, you know, having it come off your foot where you want to go with it directionally is a skill set. I think it's something he's been very good at. I think it's going to be important in this game.
Their running game, I mean, Rashard Mendenhall's there. It seems like he's been pretty solid. What have you seen from him?
He's a good back. You know, he's obviously he was drafted by Pittsburgh, and there's a familiarity with Bruce and his time there with him. He's physical. He's got speed. He's elusive. And so I think it's an important part of what they want to do. And, you know, obviously how a team rushes the football, both ourselves and the opponent, a lot of times we think is critical to how the outcome of the game can go. So, you know, stopping the run is a definite goal of ours in this game, and it would be week to week, but he's explosive.
Coach, you mentioned Worcester. How much of an asset is it for your defense to have a guy consistently reverse that field position like that?
It's tremendous. You know, I just finished talking about special teams, and, you know, if you can net a punt 49 yards, that essentially is no different than the defense holding an offense to a three and out field position wise. So all these yards are hidden yards in a game. They all add up to, and you can actually put an equation to yardage in points. So we go through that with our players, and I think that hidden yardage this week will be real important, especially as it pertains to a returner like Peterson.
Well, I think in the same light, I know we're so used to seeing Courtney Rogan, he's not here anymore, but I know in the game, Corey Wright ran down and caught a punt at the four. I mean, how have those gunners played?
Yeah, well, you know, and it all works together, but, you know, there's 16 hidden yards there. The ball goes into the end zone, it's on the 20, instead it's on the four. Keep adding up those yards, and you can put a formula together. He's rare, you know, and it's one thing to have the size and the speed, but when you put ball skills along with it, you know, a guy that catches the ball extremely well and is very comfortable, then when you're locating passes in his direction, you've got to be very mindful of where he's at. So those are all, you know, great qualities you'd want in any player, whether it's a receiver, a corner. They're exceptional skill sets.
Coach, every week thus far in the season, been tested with great receivers from Julio Jones and Roddy White to Vincent Jackson and now Larry Fitzgerald. How does this benefit the team later on in the season to have these early tests?
Well, you know, it seems like, and you go through your schedule each week, you know, teams have exceptional receivers. We see them in our division, and we see them outside the division. And I think, you know, Larry is obviously one of the top receivers in this league, but the other players alongside of him, some younger guys, are real threats. And so there's more than one target for Carson, and you know, being able to have a plan, not only just in first and second down, but like today in third down, on how you're going to cover these guys and communicate in the noise is important.
The opportunity to start 3-0 meaningful for you, or is it too early to attach significance to that?
It's just it's the next game. You know, it's an NFC game, but it's this week's challenge. And so I don't know that it's too early. I just think that you look at the challenge this week and really try to isolate this game only.
Coach,
All right, thanks.